The Daf HaYomi is very much elaborate the last few days about how to make hamoitzi and the halachas of betziyat tapat, the netilas yadayim before the betziyat tapat. So let's learn a few of these halachas which are interesting. You know, yesterday we discussed in the Daf HaYomi who should be the first one to wash. Why? Because if, let's say, the father washes first, then he has to wait for everyone to wash, and then there's a hefsek between the washing and the hamaitzi. And he has to sit there. Now, actually, the wording of the Gemara is not so much the waiting, but he has to wait and watch his hands not to become tummy. That's actually the words of the Gemara. People think it's more about the fact that you're making your father wait, right? It's not nice. It's not etiquette. But the wording of the Gemara actually is a little more specific. And that is that because we need to have clean hands, so he has to sit there the whole time, I guess, with his hands held together, not to be askaniot, and that's not right. What you're doing is you're immobilizing him for those few moments, or maybe sometimes even longer than those few moments, till everybody washes. I want to be clear again. I know that people know this topic, that the father washes and then the kids are, you know, lagging behind till they finish, right? And it seems like people feel that it's a lack of derech, it's not about lack of derech eretz, and it's also not about hefsek. People think it's a hefsek sugya, which means is the longer it takes, oh, it's a hefsek between the washing and the eating. That's not what the Gemara says. I think it's important to go back to read the words of the Gemara, and that is it right for the gadol to sit there and have his hands immobilized, watching that it shouldn't become tummy? Now, we understand the topic of betziyat tapas and right away eating. There shouldn't be a hefsek. So let's see. La'acha shebira chamoitzi, yoichal miyad. You need to eat right away. V'lo yafsek, he shouldn't stop. Now, of course, he shouldn't talk. But chidush afilu b'shtika, even in silence, ben habracha l'ta'ima. Now, what's called a hefsek? How much time do you have? So the truth is, there's a lesson to be learned here. It's not only hefsek, but it's also the quicker the better. Again, let me repeat this, because again, this is also something that people are not so keen to hear the difference. They'll say, you're not allowed to be mafsek. They'll tell you what? Quickly eat, because you're not allowed to be mafsek. Okay. That's part of the equation. The other part of the equation is take of lebracha achila, which means the quicker the better. It's not even all about hefsek. Because if it's about hefsek, then there is a shear for a hefsek, what's called a hefsek. And if you're quiet, so it's not the end of the world, because it's not a real hefsek. Because there's another halach of bracha and eat. Loli shot. That's why even shtika, and even less than what we call toch kedei dibur, enough to say the words Rabbi Amori. Okay, does everybody understand? Again, you know, today's shir, I would like to say, is to, what do we call it, change what misconceptions that people have accepted over the years. They've accepted over the years that what? That when you wash, we want the father not to wait. That's not exactly the issue. It's not about waiting. Okay? What is it about? It's not right for him to sit there with his hands immobilized. All right? Which means, Yishmor Yadav, the wording of the Gemara. Go back to the wording of the Gemara. Number two, we say that you're supposed to eat right away. People think, hefsek. Really? I'm not saying anything. It's not the shear of a hefsek, because there's a second halacha. That is, not to be mafsik and to eat right away. Now let's read this. L'chatchila, e'roi elishas b'chol bracha b'en brichas ha'mitzel ha'siyasa, a'afilu b'shtika ba'alma, shi'ur k'dei amiras shalom alecha rabbi, which is three words, shalom alecha rabbi. You know, people are going to tell you, what is the shear of the hefsek? Shalom alecha rabbi u? Mairi. Many paiskim don't bring it that way. They bring it shalom alecha rabbi, which gives us another second, right? Moiri is another, I guess, a second. Shalom alecha rabbi. It's not rabbi or moiri the way everybody walks around saying. So that's another misconception. V'lachein, mashi yesh negim b'shah b'shachar b'chas ha-maisi parasim b'sakin is kol ha-pas. So you know what people do? They'll make ha-maisi. They'll cut up all the slices. They'll take a slice. Is that the right? No. Why? Because you're being mafsik, so the best thing is to take a slice and eat from it.
Yeah, what about the hafsaka of the people that answered amen?
So again, their hafsaka is anyway, because they have to be served. And when you're, I understand, that's a pretty good point, but it's not a full legitimate point, because they have anyway, that's there's no choice. They have to get it from you. You have to take care of yourself first. And you're a bracha. And I want to tell you a big lesson. Most of the time that we're discussing the topic of giving out, one guy's making the bracha. It's not everyone's making, but that might usually, it's not everyone making the bracha. So the one who's mevarich takes the bite, then he cuts the challah. And then he distributes it. Okay? As quickly as possible. Again, it's not a mafsik that will ruin because you're quiet. And it's a lechatchila, the quicker the better. So remember, when it becomes slow motion, the whole giving out of the challah, not so simple. And again, I understand, we're human beings. It doesn't have to turn into a racetrack to get to the challah, right? That's not what it's... But again, it has to be as quick as possible. There's a concept of doing the bracha and right away eating. Now, b'kitzer, l'achin l'p'til rak achachit t'chtayim em alechem, ein nachoin lina kein l'chatchila, el mevarech, yita ma'at, achach yachtoich l'shar mesub. L'chatchila ein l'dabed dvarim b'teilim ad shi'iv l'ma'apas. And people don't realize that as well. They'll say is, they'll take a bite, yeah. Now, there's another topic we have to talk about. We have a different problem. Maybe you're not allowed to talk while you're eating. We can talk about that, huh? All right. L'chatchila ein l'dabed dvarim b'teilim ad shi'iv l'ma'apas. But if he did do it, ain't tzarich lachzer. Why? Shekivan shekamanasi lachila v'loy l'teima kol shachech ne'enem apas chala abracha v'shaper domi. So again, it's not ma'akiv, but you should try what? Not to talk while you're chewing. V'chein imbira shahakla sulkarya oy mastik imtam v'chech ne'enem. A lot of times you take a candy, right? So what do? You make the bracha, you put the candy in your mouth. It takes a few seconds to get the enjoyment from the candy. Is that a hefsek if I talk? So this is a nice topic, yeah? And of course, we all know that people do it. Okay, now... Ach lechatchila, lo yedab afilu divrei Torah ad sheyivlo min ha-maichel. But lechatchila, the best thing is to what? Is not to talk till you swallow. All right? In a few minutes, we're going to get to the topic of talking in a suda. So let's learn the talking in the suda. You ready? Here. Let's learn the talking in the Suda. Yesterday in the Daf Yomi we learned that the Persians, they have a good system. What's so good about their system? Their system is that if they're in the middle of a Suda, what they have is the guy to the right by his head, and then the guy who's lower, he sits by the feet. And the Gemara says, but I don't understand. What happens if he wants to talk to his right-hand man, so to speak, in the middle of the Suda? He's going to have to turn around. And the Gemara says, no, Persia don't have a problem because they talked in sign language. And here's the question. Why do they talk in sign language? What's the pshat in the Gemara that they talk? Why would they talk in sign language? Here in the middle of the meal, they used to talk in sign language. Could be the pshat is because a mesichin mesuda. You're not allowed to talk in the middle of a suda. So maybe they spoke in sign language. Now the truth is, are you not allowed to talk the entire suda? Or are you only not allowed to talk while you're eating? So let's see the words. Does it say Ein Medabrin Bishah She Oichlim? Don't say that. That your mommy teaches you, right? Mommy teaches don't talk and eat at the same time. Ein Mesichin is Besuda. Even when I'm not actually eating. And what's the reason for this? Because maybe I will come to take a piece of bread and talk, and then it'll be a sakana. Okay? So again, let's repeat this halacha because there's a very big misunderstanding about this. If someone asks you, are you allowed to talk during the meal? They'll say, no, you're not allowed to talk while you eat. That's not true. You're a fool if you talk while you eat. We're discussing, you're not allowed to talk during the suda. Ein mesichin mesuda. Now the question is that true? Today we don't talk? When you sit down to a meal, you don't say anything during the Suda? How about Divrei Torah? It says clearly that a Suda needs Divrei Torah. So you can come and say, that when a person says Divrei Torah, he's not going to eat while he's saying Divrei Torah. So maybe Divrei Torah is not included. Maybe that's the reason why we say Divrei Torah at a Suda. True, when the Rebbe gives a share, then everybody's eating. That's true. And you don't have to worry because they're not focusing on the share, they're focusing on the eating and they're not going to choke. Don't worry about it. No problem whatsoever, right? Huh? But if you're in a Suda and you're talking Divrei Torah, why aren't you afraid of Ein Mesichin Besuda? So we could come and say, because when a person's learning, he's not going to think about eating. Or maybe that itself is a Shmira. Maybe that will protect you. Paiskim can give a third reason. No, who could come up with a third reason? Since the Masa today we don't recline, so maybe the whole sugya of Ein Mesichin Besuda is not as chamur as the way it was in the times of the Chacham. Since we're not reclining anyway, so you don't have to worry about Ein Mesichin Besuda. Now, what would be an interesting nafkamina? If you learn that Divrei Torah is a Shmira, so can I talk while I eat Divrei Torah? Tell me something. Are you allowed to say a bracha with food in your mouth? You're not allowed to. Why? Yamale kol tilasi pi, right? The whole mouth. So is it a disrespect? So how about saying Divrei Torah while you're chewing? Is that a good thing? Well, that's not a good thing. Are you allowed to say Divrei Torah while you chew? Maybe it's a disrespect to do that. Interesting topic, huh? What is the reason of Ein Mesichin Besuda? Now, I want to give me a second, because I want to find it where he talks about this inside. I want to get it inside clear. Clear, yeah. Okay. Nope, not here. One second. Behemo. I saw where he brings it down clearly. You're not allowed to talk. Yeah. No, I can't find it this second. I had it here a minute ago. Yeah, one second. Here. Oh, here we are. Okay, here we are. Okay. Oh, I got it. Okay, you ready, Rabbi Isai? Yeah. Ein Mesichin Besuda. Mafilu b'divrei Torah. Shem o yagdim kana leves. Mafilu mi shenisatish. Even if someone sneezes. Ein oimru labriut. O chayim tovim. Can't say even one word. Just say labriut. No, you can't say anything. ובזמן הזה שאיננו נוהגים לשי בסייבה. We don't sit בסייבה today. נוהגו לקל בזה. להפסיק בדיבור באמצע סודה. That's it. That's the reason why we find that it's not so strict. וכן נוהגו כמה תמיד חכמים לדבר בבייס הסודה בפרט. בדברי תורה והלכה. ואם שם הברך מחבר וקרב לבייס הבלויה. But this, yeah. If you're in the middle of chewing and you're ready to swallow, that you shouldn't talk. That much will give you, because that's dangerous. So Yaharer Amen Belibay Vidaya. Amnam Belel Pesach. So what will be the Nafkamina? The night of Pesach Sha'ichlim Beseva. Yesh Lizayesh L'Asiya Besuda Beisha Mesiv. So no talking during the Seder. Yeah? Since the whole reason that we say you're allowed to talk today in the meal is because we don't sit beseva, there you'll have a problem that maybe you'll sit beseva and you might come to choke. But that's not while you eat. So, you know people that talk while they drink the Arba Kaisis? You know? So again, so that's what I'm trying to tell you. The Chiddush is that you're not allowed to talk, and l'chayr, that means even in Divrei Torah. Unless you say Divrei Torah is a shmira, which is a chiddush. Pashas ein mesichin besuda. Now here's a good topic.
Even when you're not chewing or eating?
Like, that's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. This is the point. We're trying to bring out a lesson, and that is, people have a misconception. And let's start again. They're going to say, don't talk while you eat. That's not the Gemara. That's not the sugya. While you eat, you shouldn't talk. That your mother taught you. That's a mother. That's anyway you shouldn't be doing. The sugya, the Gemara is a mesichin besuda. Anything during the suda. And the word mesichin, people think, means to schmooze. It's not. It's medabrim even. You're not allowed to even say one word. People have this thing, if I say one word, it's not a problem, right? Don't schmooze. It's not, even though the word mesichin simply means to have a conversation. The pais can bring down that's even to say one word. The question is, who doesn't sit by a Shabbos table and shmooze? Who? That's the whole Shabbos table. See, by the Sfaradim, at least the food is good. By Ashkenazim, it's only the shmooze that's good. Well, what else is there, right? So what are you going to have by the Shabbos table, right?
This is on the word sit.
Okay. So the truth is, we're makel today. Everybody talks by the table. So what's the pshat? And the answer could be one of two things. One is because today we don't do a seva anyways. It's not dangerous. So therefore you could be mesiach b'toicha suda. Okay? There's another thing that you need to discuss, and that is maybe divrei Torah is different. Why? Because we know for sure that in every meal you're supposed to say divrei Torah. Isn't that a contradiction to Ein Mesichin Besuda? Kol Shulchan She'ein Olav Divrei Torah Zivchei Mesim. Yeah, but how does it coincide with the Gemara of Ein Mesichin Besuda?
It's referring to Divrei Torah.
You have to have Divrei Torah and Ein Mesichin Besuda, unless you say that it's by not. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Maybe Divrei Torah, you're protected. Maybe. Or else you say a tremendous Chiddush. But the minute I say I'm not eating anymore, then you could talk. Right? If you're saying the meal is over, then you could say your Dvar Torah. Should you leave your Dvar Torah for the end of the Suda? Many say that you're supposed to say your Dvar Torah in the beginning of the Suda, in the middle of the Suda, for two reasons. Reason number one is by the time the Suda's over, no one's interested anymore. Reason number two is the famous story I've told you many a time. That there was a kid in yeshiva. He sat in a class when the Rebbe asked, what is more important than Torah? What takes precedence? What is more chashiv than Torah? And he was hoping Avivu would say, nothing. Nothing. One kid popped up and said, the chalt. Chalt is more. The Rebbe thought he was joking. So he gave him a smack. In those days, today he would call a lawyer. So not a smack. He gave him a dirty look, whatever. We're changing the story. From when I was growing up, when I grew up, I heard he got a smack. Okay. And he took him to the principal's office. And the principal looks at the kid and says, why would you make jokes like this in shiur? He says, I'm not joking. I meant it seriously. So why would you say that? He says, because every Shabbos, I sit at the Shabbos table. And I bring home the Divrei Torah from the class. And I want to say it. And you know what my father tells me? First the chalt. First let's eat the chalt. First the chalt. So I say that. The chalt comes first. Right? So this is a good topic to discuss. Divrei Torah b'sai chasuda. I would like to be kaveh a special shiur for that. I'll call upon him. Ein mesicha mesuda might not be what today, because what do we do? We don't say besay. But while you eat, now for sure you should be talking. So what do you do with you sucking a candy or chewing gum? Are you allowed to talk while you chew gum? Are you allowed to talk while you have a candy? It's a good question, huh? Maybe it's dangerous. Maybe you're not allowed to do it. Maybe it's Ein Mesichim Besuda. Let's learn one more interesting halach, okay? We learned yesterday the Daf HaYomi etiquette of Suda. And we even go to the Persians, the Parsayim, to learn from them. There is halach of Seder. You notice I was medayik yesterday in the Gemara. Seder has saved. A meal has to be a mesudadik thing. Today we come, we eat, we go, everything is hefker, so to speak. So let's see that lacha. Ei mistaklin b'fnei oichel v'loi b'manasai. You're not allowed to look b'fnei ha'oichel, the eater, and not at his portion. You're staring at him, you're staring at his portion. Shaloi levayshai, not to embarrass him. Now, if you notice, that was really what we learned yesterday in the Gemara, where one Rebbe told an Amira, get up and go wash your hands. And that Amira said, oy vey, you're embarrassing me. I eat too much. What are you embarrassing me? People are very sensitive when they sit at a table that people are staring at them and people are giving them hints. You hear? You need to think, why am I eating? I'm eating so I can learn. Yeah, you do that? You're eating so you can learn, huh? So what about the people who come to the shiur? They eat breakfast and they're not learning. So what happens? Okay. So I want to tell you that my Bobby and Zadie used to tell us all the time that in Radin, don't forget, there was very little food over there. That's it. What was the main staple food? Kartoshkis. Right? Potatoes and more potatoes, yeah. Tell me you'd survive on a potato, just potatoes all day and all night. Okay, you guys, it's rice. Rice all day, rice all night. Yeah, what? They used to say over a cute joke in Europe that there was once a group of Bachim that ate by a balabayit. Okay. The balabayit for himself made himself chicken. But for the Bachim, it was called stanza, where they live in yeshiva, and they would eat by a balabas, and the yeshiva would pay that this would be their breakfast, lunch, you know, supper. What did he do? He gave them potatoes. Every meal was potatoes, right? Because it's cheap, and it took no labor to make. So one of the Bachim said, he's gonna give the balabas already. He's going to put them in his place. They're sitting and eating. The Balabai's eating his chicken or whatever he was eating, his meat, whatever he was eating there. The Bacha gets up and says, can I ask you a question in halacha? He says, sure. What bracha do you make on potatoes? The guy looks and says, you're yeshiva bracha. You don't know what bracha you're supposed to make on potatoes. Anything, shiyotze mea karka, mea adama, something that comes out of the ground, you make a dada. You're a yeshiva guy. You don't know this? He says, for you it comes out of the ground. By us it's coming mi'a'af. Zekva yotze lanu mi'a'af. As eze bracha nachnu tzichim lasod. What's the point? The point is that in Europe, this is all they had was potatoes and potatoes and potatoes. So my Bobby and Zaidi told me that whenever they needed a second portion of potatoes, the Chafetz Chaim and his right-hand man, Reb Moshe Landinsky, the Rosh Yeshiva, you know how they would ask for more potatoes? Maybe have a little more koyach of learning, a little more strength for learning. That's potatoes. Potatoes were called. Are you texting people my share what I'm saying?
No.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know what I want to know. I just want to listen.
Transcribing your
share. Transcribing. I'm thinking maybe if I said the share on the tape, he'd listen. If I would okay. Now you hear? So the question is, when a person eats,
why are you eating?
Why are you eating? You hear? The yoichel pitay besimcha. You have to eat happy. V'loy bekas v'daiga. V'loye kabdan b'su'uda. Yeah? Sha'oz u'gamay ne'imim ne'beis alechel, because then people around you are not going to be comfortable, they're not going to want to eat. Well, yashu ma'prusim yenechen al ha'shulchan v'mnei sh'ni meses la'briyois. You're not allowed to bite and put it down. Why? Because people etiquette in the suda. V'shnayim sh'yosh v'yachta b'suda. Two are sitting. Hagadol poishit yadit chilu. We're going to learn this today. That's why I said it. The one who's bigger, he gets to take the first piece. Tell me, you have a plate of food. Who gets first?
The oldest one.
Chashev. Poor guy. The little guy never gets anything. He'll never get anything. What's today's daf yomi? V'achah shemisha kot mimena. V'chein ei menichim perisim gedonois b'fnei archim. Gadol pashit yadit chila. If you put out candies, food, fruits, the one who's gadol, he gets first. Okay. I want to just learn one more halach over here. Let's see, one more halach over here. Yeah, okay, let's learn this one. Here. Hanichnis lebeis chaverin. Tzara shiasa kol mashiyayim b'alabayis. Respect is to do everything what the Balabais tells you. You guys know about this. We don't know so much about this. You want another piece? Have another. Well, if you want another piece, okay, I hear. But if he tells you have another piece, no, it's okay. I don't know. He's supposed to eat it. It would be nice if he waited till he asks him a second time. What happens if it's not so kosher for you? The thing, you're not, huh? So these are some of the halachas of the Suda. Baruch Hashem li'olam. Amen, amen. Yes.
What was the last answer? You didn't translate.
The last answer, what if something is not a fully kosher, right? So, yeah, it depends what the issue is. If it's aser, you can't eat it, right? If you yourself are machmir, and it's a chumrah, so sometimes, I'll tell you an interesting sipurna. Avraham Avinu gave the malachim. What did he give them? Solet, lushi, vasiugot. You know what lushi is? What's lushi?
Butter.
No. Lushi is, you know what lushi is? Huh?
Kneading.
What kind of kneading? It was matzah shira. It was rich. It had that. It was Pesach. I don't know if you realize it was Pesach. How can you give them matzah shira? You know, I'll eat matzah shira on Pesach. So my grandfather didn't know about all this yet. That Sfardim were allowed to eat all that. And that would be the answer. The answer is that they were Sfardim. Of course, Avraham Avinu was a Sfardim, of course, right?
Yeah.
And the Malachim was surely Sfardim, right? Okay. Well, my grandfather gave a different teretz. Matzah Shira, Tilach Nosis Archim. You want to be Machmir for yourself is one thing. But when you want to give for people, don't be machmir, you see? This could be a very big guideline, and it needs to be, of course, each case for itself. Baruch Hashem li'olam. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.